Life.
Bye. I'm using this thing called Life by Ernest Holmes. Okay. That message away. And so just settle in and listen. This is such a beautiful description of life. So here we go. There is a wellspring of life and perfection at the center of our being, upon which we may draw. Every longing and yearning you have ever had, every secret desire of your soul, every constructive ambition you have ever had, is a whispering of this life, assuring you that you are one with it. You are a concrete manifestation, a personification of it. You are a center where life passing through you becomes a definite, distinct, unique individualization of itself. There was no one else like you in all the universe. There never will be. If you will take time daily to sense the presence of life within you, to believe in it, to accept it, it will not be long before the life which you have known will gradually disappear and something new will be born, a bigger, better, and more perfect you. You will pass from death into life, from lack and want into greater freedom, from fear into faith, from a sense of being alone. You will pass into a realization of oneness with everything, and you will rejoice in this oneness. Just love that this morning. So let's just pray together. I invite you to close your eyes. I'm putting my attention on this wellspring of life, recognizing that life, this universal life force, is the source of this wellspring. I see life erupting all around me now as we enter spring. I see the flowers peeking out. I see the pictures of the daffodils in Skagit Valley, filling the fields. And I note that the tulips are shyly hiding a little bit longer this year. They individually express life in its fullness. And I picture in my mind's eye the sunrise this morning, and the beautiful colors, orange, pink, even yellow and blues, spreading across the horizon as the sun appears again, life renewing, life as the wellspring of my being. So I put my attention on the wellspring of life in me. I put my attention on life itself. And I love the reminder that any desire I have, any nudging to do and be and expand, is evidence that life is one with me, that I am a unique individualization of life itself, and that every day I get the opportunity to allow myself to let life well up in me, to nudge me, to guide me. And so I allow that recognition of my oneness with life to nudge me today into my day. I allow life to individuate in me. I embrace my uniqueness, my oneness, my special nature, I recognize my divinity as one with life. And from that place of fullness, I know for myself and I know for each person on this call that life is living us. Life is manifesting through us. I can relax and allow life to be me today. I allow life to show up. If I have a difficult task to challenge, I stop and I let life emerge in this situation. I let life be present in me and in the people that I am dealing with. I allow life to do what life does, to live me more fully. And so I invite you to just, in a moment of quietness in your own mind today, to just imagine your day unfolding as life is breaking out in you, around you, in the people around you, that we see life today in all its manifestations. And so I know that each moment of my day and your day is blessed with life because we are one with that magnificent creative power blossoming in us. The wellspring of life is right there for us to touch in every moment. I am so grateful for this powerful and yet simple truth. That we are the manifestation of life itself in our uniqueness, and that each person we encounter today is uniquely expressing life, as are we. What a beautiful, beautiful truth to hold on to all day. And so I release these words into the action of the law of life. Trusting that all good is manifesting in me, through me, as me, right now. I'm so grateful. And I say thank you, and so it is.